Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yeah, Vicky, what company is this?
This is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors. If you think you have an account with one of them, sir, I'd be happy to look it up. I'll need your zip code, please.
35243.
Thank you, sir. One moment. Thank you, sir, for holding. What's your first and last name, please?
Rosalind Smith.
Okay, I see an account for Rosalind. Can you verify this shipping address for security on her account?
3824 Timberline Way, Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, I have West Avia Hills, but I guess it's the same thing pretty much.
West Avia Hills, yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, I see where there was a shipping and handling amount paid of $7.95 on the 29th of January for a neck massager. That was a welcoming gift into the Factory Direct Savings Store. That's a $54.97 charge. It's for a monthly membership fee. They give you in exchange for that $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. And they give it to you every month in exchange for that $54.97. They should have sent a link to her email, rosalindsmith@gmail.com, giving her the link to get that voucher.
Well, how do I cancel that?
I can cancel it out for you, sir.
Please cancel it and refund the $54.97.
Okay, they offer a 35% refund to that charge, sir. I mean, it's stated in the terms and conditions that they were going to sign her up for this, so the charges are deemed legal and valid, but they do offer a 35% refund.
That's fine. What was the name of the company again?
It's the Factory Direct Store is what the monthly membership is for, but the online web store is the Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
Best Consumers Gadget Club.
Yes, sir. I can give you, sir, the link where she was supposed to get the voucher from.
Did she just cancel it? You said you sent a link to her on the email?
No, they did. The Factory Direct Store sent her a link to access the voucher for the $125. And if she didn't receive it, they should have sent it either on 2-2, which would have been yesterday, to her email. It may have went to her spam or her junk, but I can give her that email support so she can email them so they will resend the link to her email account. But I've canceled out that account and I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
It's C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
258-889-896.
Okay. All right. She'll check her. What happens if she checks her email? She has a $120 voucher for.
It's a $125 voucher that they send a link to her email. She has to open up that link, and then that's the portal to that store. But they'll explain it all. Now I'll give you
I don't really think she signed up for this.
Well, she did. I mean, her email is rosalindsmith@gmail.com. Her phone number is 205-999-2320. The address is confirmed. The blender was shipped out on the 31st, according to this tracking number, 31st of January.
Sent out?
I'm a neck massager. I'm sorry.
Oh, a neck massager.
Yeah. It says, let me check the tracking number. It may still be out. It says the expected date of delivery is February the 7th before 8 p.m. And it's coming directly to the United States Postal Service.
February 7th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Would you like that email address in case the account is canceled? They won't bill anything else or ship anything else. But would you like the link, that email address, just in case she doesn't see the email so she can notify them to resend it?
That's fine. That's fine. We don't want it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, sir. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.